welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. So if you're too busy to plan and prioritize, you will always be too busy for that thing that you want. We've become so good at blowing things out of proportion, blowing our schedules out of proportion. I can't possibly get my workout in with how busy I am, right? I hear that all the time. So when in reality, a lot of us maybe just spent 45 minutes checking the same inboxes, checking the same emails. Maybe we were looking at social media. Maybe we got caught up watching a television show. So really, it's about specifically planning. It's funny because we plan every other part of our lives, right? I have to be to work by 9, which means if I want to get my coffee, I have to be at the coffee shop. Somehow we always make it to work with coffee in our hand. How does that happen? I want you guys to really think about this because it is a priority for you to make sure that you get that coffee at a certain time, you leave enough time for it, and then you get to work. And maybe it's a priority for you to be at that happy hour with your girlfriends every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock to get your extra dirty, extra shaken Kettle One martini. And that's a priority, right? Or it's a priority for you to clear that hour for that particular HBO series that you are absolutely obsessed with. So how are we getting this in? What's a priority for you? Literally looking at our schedule and saying, have I made my happiness a priority? And what does that look like for you? So we become responsible for, or we know we're responsible for everything in our life. But if we're not actually taking responsibility for our happiness by taking true, actionable, scheduled time throughout the week to make sure that we are in a committed relationship with our happiness, right? What does that mean, a committed relationship with our happiness? That means before you go and do anything else, just like if you're in a committed relationship with your spouse, a committed relationship with your partner, you would most likely even just talk through what your decisions are, right? So we have our happiness and we say, hey, I'm in a committed relationship with my happiness. You are my number one. I really want to feel happy. This is what's going to make me happy. But I have this thing over here that's a possibility. Let me really see if this is something that's going to make me happy, right? So whenever we're making any choices, whenever we're thinking of doing anything, we're really going to take that into consideration. Oh, is it really important for me to unload and load my dishwasher right at this very moment? Is this really going to make me happy? Or is squeezing in a 20-minute workout, no matter what, is that truly going to make me happy? So what are we filling our day with? Because I can't even tell you how many times I have walked by something and immediately, started folding laundry or started cleaning something up or double checking my emails or, oop, someone just inboxed me. I better answer right now because that must be priority. No, everyone is always going to tell you what their priority is, but you have to decide what your priority is, right? All of those things can wait, but if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. So I love that quote because it's so true. Whatever we plan or whatever we don't plan is absolutely not going to happen. So it doesn't have to be all at once, right? It doesn't mean that if you can't get that hour workout in, then you throw in the towel and say, well, I can't do it all at all. A lot of us are fear even getting started on doing something that could make us happy, like taking that salsa lesson or that yoga class or moving our body or getting out for a walk or sitting down to create and draw or write or do the pottery, because we don't have a full afternoon or we don't have a full day or we don't have a full couple hours or even 1 hour. But it's about even 20 minutes. It's about creating a space every day, no matter how small, to create that habit of happiness. Happiness is a habit, you guys. So don't get overwhelmed by thinking it has to be all at once. That's where we stop ourselves. It's about the little teeny tiny doses of creating that habit, because in order to get the results that we want, it's never ever done in those massive chunks. That's where I used to stop myself thinking, if I am not all in, then I absolutely must be all out, right? When really, it's about just getting in there, period. It's about just doing. The magic is in the do. No matter how long that do is for, at least set aside 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Just schedule it in and start making a habit. And you'll start to see that you can make more time for it. You're going to want to make more time for it. And the more that you make time for your happiness, the more you really get clear on your life, the more you start to see what's not important, the more you can see what you want to prioritize. Because when you are happy, you feel good. And when you feel good, you do good. You do amazing things in the world. So your priority is to get in a committed relationship with your happiness and ask your happiness, hey, is this something that I really, really want to be doing this week? Is this the most important thing I could be doing right now, or could this wait? So you guys, make sure that you really consult with your happiness. Take full responsibility for it. Because if you're not feeling happy, you have to look at every single day and say, did I do something that made myself happy today? We're responsible for everything else, right? So why aren't we being responsible for our happiness? Quit waiting. You create it. Do something that makes you feel creative. Do something that makes you feel like you. Do something that reminds you of what it feels like to feel your soul, feel your heart beat in your chest. We gotta do it once a day to feel alive, right? Do that thing that makes you feel alive. Do it. You gotta do it. All right, you guys, I would love to hear what you end up doing. Hit me up on Instagram, on Facebook. You know I love to Facebook Live every single morning. I try to talk to you guys live on my Facebook page, and I'm always trying to chat with you guys, talk about happiness on my Instagram as well. So hit me up on either of those. I love to know who's listening. I love to know who I'm talking to, and I want to hear what sort of happiness action you are going to take now, daily, even 20 minutes, 1 hour, what's it going to be, so that we can all hold each other to it. So much love, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, earn your happy. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.